Commissioner Rob Manfred makes his mark. That is your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It is Tuesday. It's January 14th. I'm Abe Madcourt. Last week, I was speaking to a group in Las Vegas, and I said that one of the key figures in the business of sports I was keeping an eye on over the next 12 months was Rob Manfred. Think of the things that Rob Manfred is facing right now. He's got upcoming labor negotiations. He's got a sport that has a little bit of attendance issues and some softness, a narrative about an older fan base. He's got a dispute with minor league baseball about the future of that game. He had cheating scandals with both the Astros and the Red Sox, two of the most influential and powerful organizations in the game. Well, yesterday, Manfred made a very, very significant mark. I think it will be a decision that will speak to his legacy at baseball and leadership at baseball. And I also think it shows a new side of Rob Manfred, someone who's going to be very aggressive with protecting the integrity of the game. Yesterday's decision to ban Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch for the entire 20 season, which then led to owner Jim Crane to fire both of those executives, was an incredibly significant development that few people saw coming. In his report, Rob Manfred also criticized the culture and the policies and the behavior of the Astros business operations. He also put the pressure on Red Sox owners John Henry and Tom Werner about what they're going to do with Alex Cora. Remember, John Henry, Jim Crane, these are influential owners. Rob Manfred coming out so aggressively in his decision, I think, shows that he is not going to tolerate any types of rules violations or integrity breaches. He's also putting a stake in the ground, showcasing his authority and his decision-making ability. So Manfred's largely receiving praise for his decisions today. The Astros are an organization starting over, and now all eyes look, what will the Red Sox do with the future of Alex Cora? So this impacts all the game and specifically two major franchises. Let's shift now to college football. LSU, national champions. Congratulations to them. They beat Clemson 42-25. I'll admit, I fell asleep at halftime, but I did see President Trump get a warm welcome at Mercedes-Benz Stadium prior to the start of the CFP game. Overall, a pretty smooth broadcast for ESPN. The only issues we're seeing this morning through Twitter and through social media was just the late run of the game. The game kicked off at 8:15 and didn't end till around 12:15, a fourth quarter that started after 11:30. So again, the time of game seems to be the biggest issue. But overall, ESPN closes the curtain on year six of the CFP. Let's move to the National Basketball Association. These are awards we look to all the time. But the Toronto Raptors yesterday were the big winner at the NBA sales and marketing meetings as the defending NBA champion won seven awards handed out, including the league's inaugural Team of the Year award. Now, the NBA has been giving these awards across different business metrics for a few years. The Raptors earned the most awards across team business, including ticketing, partnerships, marketing, digital media, business analytics, and innovation. The Clippers won five awards, while the Lakers and the Heat each received four for team business performance. I look at these awards because it gives you some glimpse into which teams are really overperforming on the business side. I have long felt that the Raptors, under the ownership of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, are one of the overachievers on their business performance, and they do it really below the radar. A very well-run organization there, but you also see it as well with the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Heat, all organizations to keep an eye on. Interesting news that broke last night regarding tech accelerator programs. We see a lot of them. We see a lot of incubator programs. Well, Comcast NBC Universal will select 10 sports tech startups to join a new accelerator that will launch around Atlanta this summer, and they're trying to supercharge innovation in eight different areas of sports business. Each company will receive a $50,000 equity investment and get strategic and technical advice from some experts. Early partners in the program are NASCAR, U.S. Ski and Snowboarding, and USA Swimming. Now, this allows partners like those three organizations to get a glimpse of some of the new interesting tech companies that are out there. It also gives them the ability to make early seed investments in them. These accelerator programs, very interesting to watch. So Comcast, NBC Universal, getting in the game with a program outside Atlanta. And finally, for you listeners out there, the deadline for our Sports Business Awards nominations are this Friday, January 17th. Nominations are being accepted in 17 categories, so please get your entries in by Friday. If you have any questions, let us know. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, January 14th, a big day in Major League Baseball. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a great Tuesday.